Dozens of local bands will be taking to makeshift stages outside Elmwood Village residences this Saturday for the annual Buffalo Porch Fest. On this morning's Press Pass, Buffalo Rising's Newell Nussbaumer and Jessica Marinelli discuss how the festival inspired neighborhood bonds and has become a must-go event for local music lovers. According to Newell Nussbaumer, it started with an email from a reader who had been to a porch fest in another city.
She felt that this would be a dynamic, just incredible event for Buffalo. She said in the email, I can picture it now, that it just had Buffalo written all over it. And I was like, oh, porch fest, what the heck is that?
Right.
So I went online and did a search for what porch fest was. And basically, porch fest is when you take homeowners who have porches, and then you take bands, local bands, and you team them up, you match them together, then the bands play on the porches, and then the community comes, puts on their backpacks and gets their strollers out, and they walk around the neighborhood checking out the bands on the various porches, and it is a real feel-good neighborhood community builder.
In just a few years' time, Buffalo Porch Fest has gone from a good idea to a symbol of a city rediscovering its swagger after decades of decline. Proof can be found on the many home fronts along the streets of the Elmwood Village.
I thought it was really fascinating that a lot of porches in Buffalo were lost over the years. And now that Buffalo is coming back, you're seeing everybody putting their porches back on their houses, which I think is just fascinating. You go through West Side neighborhoods during the course of the summertime, and you're seeing on one street, you'll see four people, four different houses, four different homeowners putting their porches back on. You hear the nailing and the hammering and the nailing and the buzz saws and the whole thing. And these are really beautiful porches. And porches, if going back once again, porches are a sense of community. And if you don't have your porches, you lose that sense of community. You lose the neighborhood watch. You lose the, come over to my house, sit on my porch, have a beer. You lose out on all of those different things. So as we were losing out on our porches, we were losing out on that sense of community, which is so important.
Well, then let's get into the specifics of what to expect this year. Jessica, why don't you take a stab at it?
Absolutely. So it is on Saturday, May 19th. From 1 to 6 is Porch Fest, and Buffalo Rising and The Place are going to be hosting a after-party Porch Fest street party from 4 to about 9 p.m.
Okay, so on that day, there's going to be a Porch Fest just happening throughout the Elmwood Village. I walk down the street, I'm probably going to find a porch with something happening on it.
Follow the music, Jay.
Yeah, the Elmwood Village Association also has a dedicated site that you might want to check out that has all of, you can literally download on your phone. It's a map of where, what the porches are and what bands are playing on those porches.
And I do want it noted that this is a volunteer effort, both from the homeowners and the bands. They're donating their porches and they're donating their time. And it's a completely free event for people to wander around and listen to some really great music and see some great architecture.
Any tips for first-timers?
Once again, bring a backpack. I'm not going to tell you what to put in the backpack, but bring a backpack because it's what people do. You can just go. You can bring a chair if you want, if you identify some of the bands that you really want to see or some of the porches you really want to see. Just bring your backpack, bring a lawn chair. Some people actually put out lawn chairs. Some people provide some beverages. And it's just everybody is welcome. You never have to feel like, oh, my gosh, a little strange about walking up to somebody's house and standing or sitting on their front lawn, because you're just drawn into it.
Well, it was a great topic, great discussion here this morning for sure on Press Pass. Newell Nussbaumer and Jessica Marinelli of Buffalo Rising, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having us,
Jay.
Thank
you.